As I said, please do have Mark chapter 16 with you and ready, because that's what we're going to look at this morning. Because I don't know about you, but 2020 has certainly changed everything, hasn't it? The way we live and the way we talk. It's changed our vocabulary. Words like lockdown, Zoom calling, self-distancing, and essential travel. And now that we've all grasped what these phrases mean, we now have a constant discussion and argument as to what the words mean in practice. And now that over the last few days, we're now being told that these things are not being in place. This thing's going, that thing's going, but we still must keep things essential. And sadly, even when it comes to Christianity, there are people who treat Christianity like a game of Jenga. Is that essential for me? Is it essential to read your Bible? Is it essential to believe the whole Bible as truth? Is it essential to believe that God as creator? Some, sadly, would even take away God's salvation work at the cross. Well, this morning, looking at Mark's final words here in his account on the life of Jesus, I want to show you this morning that the cross is essential. Not only to the way of life of a Christian, but indeed it is something that could dramatically and radically transform your life this morning to anyone who is watching this morning. And the first thing I want to suggest to you is from verse 12, the truth of the cross. Verse 12 reads like this, "And after these things." Mark has given us a great snapshot of the life of Jesus in about 16 or so chapters, from John the Baptist calling the people and preparing the way of the Lord through to the life and ministry of Jesus, showing his authority and his power in his works, in healing blind Bartimaeus in chapter 10, through to his famous words. We have the famous story of the sower, don't we, in chapter 8. And here in the final chapter, it's almost as if all those strings are being pulled together and the truth of the cross is laid out. This is our Jesus, the one who subjected himself to a mock trial, rejection of his own people, crucifixion itself, and he gladly went for me and for you this morning. In chapter 14, he prays to his father and says, "Not my will be done, but your will be done." You see, Jesus said that because of your sin and because of my sin. That is the truth of the cross, and it is good news for everyone this morning. Because on my own, there is no way I can deal with the problem of sin. Sin breaks friendships. It breaks relationships. It breaks the bond between us and a holy God, and ultimately, one day, will break us entirely. But God, in his great mercy, he provides the way through Jesus' death and resurrection so that anyone who believes and puts their full trust in this Jesus this morning will not perish, the Bible says, but have eternal life. See, Jesus sets people free. Past forgotten, sins forgiven, peace with God and God's Spirit living within us. It's good news. And the songwriter put it like this, "This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us. He took the blame and bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross." And I just wonder this morning, what will you do with the truth of the cross? You see, will you just click off at the end of this service and say, "That's another Sunday done"? Or will you let the cross transform your life forever? Because the cross is essential. The second thing I want to suggest to you this morning is found from the rest of those verses in verses 12 to 14. There is a response of the cross. Verse 12, "After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them. And as they were walking in the country and they went out, they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them." So after the events of the cross, the disciples are all huddled together in one room, and there's clearly different responses to the cross. In this passage, we see two very distinct ones. Two disciples have decided they've had enough. It is time to go home. Go home, back to reality. And on their way home, they meet a stranger who is able to present the gospel to them from the Old Testament all the way up to Jesus' death. And after tea, they recognize who this person is. It's Jesus. He's back. And their first response is to run back and tell the others. They batter down the door and tell them the most encouraging, inspiring, most fantastic news. Jesus is alive. And what's their response? Verse 13. They did not believe them. Perhaps this morning you haven't thought about the cross before. Can I challenge you this morning? What does the cross mean to you? Is it essential to your life? Because your response has lasting effects, not just for a season, but for a lifetime. But notice here from verse 13, it's the Christians who don't believe. The disciples say, it can't be true. They don't believe them. It's unbelievable. God can't do that. And perhaps that's exactly what you're thinking this morning. God can't possibly use this lockdown situation for the gospel. How can God use this odd season when we're having to self-isolate and self-distance from each other? God can't possibly save that person. God can't possibly use me. Can I stop you there? We believe that God is the God of the impossible. In the Bible, it tells us God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even imagine. The old children's song's got it right, hasn't it? My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There is nothing my God cannot do. He can use this lockdown situation. He can use this odd season for the sake of the gospel. And if we know that for a fact in our lives, then there is a call on the life of the Christian, the call of the cross. Have a look at verse 14. The third thing I want to share with you, there's a call of the cross. Verse 14. After he appeared to the 11 as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole of creation. I love the fact that the Bible is so truthful and so honest. If you and I were writing this today, we would accidentally wipe out verse 14, wouldn't we? We'd scrub it from the record books. But it's there for a reason. It's there to remind us of something important. God doesn't call perfect, presentation prepared, sales pitched, got life sorted Christians. No. He calls sinners who've been saved by God's amazing grace. With all our faults, with all our failures, and he uses people like us to spread his gospel message. And the wonderful thing is this morning, he wants to use you, and he wants to use me. As a college student, I was challenged at a Swansea YL meeting to pray for an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. So I took up the challenge for a whole week. I prayed for God to give me an opportunity. Friday afternoon came and no opportunity had arisen. And you know, in my heart of hearts, I went, thank you, Lord. We'll pick this up next week. But you know, as I was finishing my lunch and going back to my lectures, there was a whole group of people together. They were debating Christian things. I got in amongst the conversation and spent the rest of my afternoon talking to my friend about Jesus. I missed my lecture, sadly, but I did get to share the gospel with someone that week. And verse 15, is quite clear, isn't it? Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole of creation. Jesus' command starts with one word, and the word is go. Now, I'm sure we still have memories of taking our children to school, whether they're your children or your grandchildren. We start off with a suggestion, don't we? Now, wouldn't it be nice if we get our shoes on so we can get out the door and get to school on time? Suddenly, there's a bit of an urgency to it, isn't there? Now, let's put our shoes on and let's get out the door, shall we? And as time passes, and as you know, you can see by the watch that time is ticking on, you need to get there. Suddenly, it becomes, come on, get your shoes on. Let's get out the door. We'll be late for school. Let's go. And can I suggest to you this morning, this is what Jesus says to you and to me this morning. This isn't a suggestion. This isn't a, now I've got a good idea. When you've got time, no. The word is go. Go, 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 go. So friend, can I ask you this morning, are you ready to go for Jesus this morning? Because the next part of Jesus' command is this, is to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole of creation. And isn't it wonderful in God's grace that even in this lockdown period, we are now more connected than in any other generation. We can still share verses. We can still talk to our friends. We can still share the sermon from this morning on social media to our non-Christian friends. Why? Because they all need to hear the gospel. They all need to hear that Jesus changes people's lives. The world is now connected more than ever. The challenge is, are you prepared to go and tell them? Because the truth is, if you don't go and tell them, who will? If you don't go and tell them, who will? I'm reminded of the prophet Isaiah, as he gives us a picture of the Lord talking together, the three in one talking together and saying, who will go for us? Who shall we send? And Isaiah stands up and says, here am I, Lord, send me. And I wonder this morning, is that on our heart this morning? Is that our response to the cross? To stand up and say, here am I, Lord, send me. But as we look at this passage, we see from verse 19, so that then the Lord Jesus, after he has spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. As Jesus rises back into glory, as he sits at the right hand of the throne of God, he's constantly involving himself in the lives of his people. The hymn writer put it like this, before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. That great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. What's the response of the people? Have a look at verse 20. Verse 20 says this, and they went out. Friends, can I encourage you this morning? The Church of Jesus isn't dead or buried because of COVID-19. The building is simply temporarily closed and its people are scattered. But when we look at the book of Acts, we see there that God's people were scattered there too. And they went out and by God's grace did amazing things for him and for the kingdom. And I believe we have that same golden opportunity. We've been scattered by COVID-19. But what will you and I do with this golden opportunity? Let's go out and tell people about Jesus today by simply staying in. We can explain the gospel to a friend over Zoom. We can post that Bible verse on Instagram. We can share a testimony on Facebook. You can even share your own. We can practically help our neighbours and explain the gospel to them. Thank God this morning that the ways and means are various, but that the essential message of the gospel stays the same. That Jesus loves us, even though we are sinners, and by his death and resurrection pays for our rebellion, so that by faith we can have a broken relationship with him restored. Friend, will you go out for him this morning? Will you go and tell that friend this week? Because here's my prayer. My prayer is in the rest of verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. Oh, friends, may that be the testimony of our church. That when we are finally allowed to be together again, that we'll be able to share countless stories of changed lives as we went out and the Lord worked with us because we responded to the call of the cross. We went out to tell people the great truth that Jesus still changes people's lives today. And friend, if you're watching this morning and you know for a fact that you don't know this Jesus, you don't know that the cross is essential to your life, but you want it to be. You know that you've done things wrong. You know that you need this Jesus in your life. You want your sins forgiven. Well, I'm going to pray at the end of this little message. And I pray, would you pray along with me? And if you wanted to find out more about how Jesus can change your life, then please do get in contact with anyone here from the church. They'd love to speak to you and explain a little bit more about how Jesus could change your life this morning. But friends, can I encourage you all? Go out. Let the Lord work with you. However you do it this morning and the rest of this week, whether it's through self-distancing and chatting to a neighbor, whether it's posting something on the internet, however you do it, Lord, may the Lord bless you as you do it, and may the Lord use you. But as the Lord went out, as they all went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I simply thank you for the time that we have together around your word. Lord, the cross is essential to the lives of all Christians. And I simply pray this morning that, Lord, you would have a sense the call on our lives as well. That, Lord, we would go out everywhere and preach the gospel to the whole of creation. I pray that you've laid that on our hearts this morning, and that, Lord, you've challenged us to go and to share the message with the means that you've given to us, whether that is through physical conversation or whether that is through the internet or even through text messaging. I pray, Lord, that you would use it and use us this week. And Lord, if there's anyone watching here this morning who doesn't know you, Heavenly Father, I simply pray right now that they would know that they have done things wrong, that they would say sorry for the things that they've done wrong, that, Lord, they would put your faith and their trust in you, that, Lord, they would believe and trust that you died on that cross and came back to life again for them to take away their sin. And I pray, Lord, this morning that you would radically and transform lives this morning by the cross. I pray for this now in your great name. Amen.